1 year in office, two unsuccessful impeachment proceedings, more than 50 ministers dismissed, and Pedro Castillo's presidency is yet at its worst hour. He's facing five corruption-related probes. The president denies any wrongdoing. Close allies and family members are also under investigation.
I have sworn by God to serve my country. Even if my family is insulted every day and the majesty of the presidency is offended, I submit myself to justice to clear the crimes that I'm accused of with respect to due process. My duty is always to tell the truth.
Political foes interrupted his speech. Some left the chamber. Castillo admitted making mistakes in these past 12 months, but said his achievements have been ignored.
President Castillo preferred to focus his speech on health, the economy, and social programs. Nothing about the growing discontent of the majority of Peruvians who demand his resignation.
Opinion polls say 71% of Peruvians disapprove of his government. And for critics, there's no hope that his presidency can be rebuilt.
We want Castillo to understand that his cycle is over. He started his government with an anti-corruption banner. However, there are already five fiscal investigations that clearly demonstrate that he is committed to corruption.
The 52-year-old rural teacher, who was sworn in with his farmer's hat, won the hearts of many who believe Castillo is honest.
We know that he's a good person and that he'll never steal.
During his second year, Castillo said he will offer his hand to work for the good of the people, but to achieve that, he needs allies in a country rocked by political instability. Castillo was expelled from his own party. Opponents in Congress will try to unseat him again. For many who put their trust in him, his offers to work together may just be too late. Mariana Sánchez, Al Jazeera, Lima, Peru.